B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We always love talking to this next guy. One of our favorite guests. He's always amenable with his time. And he does such a great job. And he'll be on the draft for the NFL Network. That's right, NFL Network duty. And we love him doing NFL, but he does great college work. He's the man. Charles Davis on the Comcast Business Outline. Bounce forward, not back. Charles! What's going on, buddy?
My man. Hey, man. It's been too long.
I know, man. Guy?
I've been doing well. I hope that you and your everyone who can hear our voices are doing well. And I certainly hope that we are seeing a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. We still got a long way to go. Let's not let our guard down. But let's keep getting healthy, keep getting there, and hopefully we can all see each other back at the link. instead of just over the TV. You know?
See, here's my fear. And, of course, I echo those sentiments. And, you know, we love you, buddy. You're just family to us. But my fear is that the Eagles are going to be so bad that you're not gonna draw the straw. You're too good to be doing Eagles games.
No, that's not true. I was lucky enough to get there last year. We had the game with Baltimore. And it certainly looked like the Eagles were going to get blown off the field, and they were for a while. And then all of a sudden, we had a heck of a game on our hands. So, you know, just look, I just want to get back there for the environment, for the people, for the team. There's just nothing like it. And certainly hope that the Eagles are playing well when we get there.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. you get an idea.
I mean, that's what we're all hoping.
Listen, I could always be real with you, right? Like, because you know how we are here, and you know we keep it real, Philadelphia, right? And yes. Right now, CD, everybody's down, man, when it comes to draft. There's no confidence that the Eagles will come away with a player that we all want at 12. Is 12 idiot proof?
Now, since we keep it real, we know, let's just state the obvious. There's no pick that's idiot proof because we've all busted. We've all busted at different spots with guys we thought would be great forever for various reasons. Either they couldn't play. Kajana Carter will never know because he tore his knee up in preseason.
Yeah.
You know, we can go on forever, right? Doesn't matter who it is. But at 12, I do think you're in a spot where you're going to get a quality player, but will it be the player that excites the masses? You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny because these masses are plugged in, though. So, like, you know, listen, I think everybody wants a corner.
So if you got a corner, you'll like my latest mock draft if you want a corner.
Ooh, I love the teaser.
Okay, It just came out this morning. So
on the NFL Network, is it posted?
It's posted. It's out.
I can tell you.
I mean, yes. I gave you Patrick Surtain, the corner from Alabama.
Oh my God! At 12. Bless your heart, CD.
You know, and I think
CD's mock draft to the gods.
But I will tell you this. I do think that it's a legit deal, whether it's Surtain, a J.C. Horn from South Carolina. I don't know what people are really thinking about Farley in the medical, but I'm hearing more and more people are shying away.
Yeah.
So it's going to drop them down some. But I do think one of those two corners is in range for you. I don't think it's out of line. There's a chance Horn could go in the top 10. There's a chance Surtain could go in the top 10. I don't know that both make it into the top 10.
You got to figure Dallas is going to take one. Then
You got to think that. The way I manipulated the thing, and you notice I used the word manipulated because that's a deliberate deal. Mock drafts, as you know, are not always just simply, here's where each guy should go. There's always things that come into it. Cincinnati needs that left tackle to protect their quarterback. But they may think they can get the left tackle in the second round, so let's get the playmaker for him now. right?
Wow.
Miami just got rid of Eric Flowers. They're going to move Hunt to guard. Are they going to come back now and surprise us and take the second tackle or maybe the first tackle? You see where I'm going?
So yeah, I'm looking at 2.0. CD.
Right?
CD goes.
You see, I manipulated it.
Sure,
Dallas,
I like that.
Dallas ends up with a tackle at 10, which I know people in Dallas are like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. Did you just sign Dak Prescott to big, big, big money, and he says he's not coming off of a big, big, big injury? And that offensive line is not that vaunted offensive line of Dallas that we've talked about for years now, is it? So the reasoning is, wow, how can I turn down one of the top tackles in the draft here? I got to come back and get other guys later. So did you see why I used the word one more time? Manipulated.
Oh, okay? Look at that.
Mock drafts come at you in different ways. But I do think that there is a legitimacy to my thinking. I'm not just throwing things up on the wall and throwing darts at it.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Now, you manipulated Matt Jones all the way down to 15.
Yeah, and I think that New England, if indeed New England's the target, I don't know that they'll sit at 15.
Right.
As aggressive as they've been in free agency, they could very well, I think I said it in there, they could very easily make a move up to get a quarterback, you know, because other people will have interest. If he's coming down the board there, whether it's him or Justin Fields or whoever, other people will have interest, so you may not be able to just sit there. You may have to go up. But I do my mock drafts where I don't do trades. I'm not smart enough to do all that stuff. So I leave everybody where they are, and that's why I've got him going there. To me, it's a great spot for him. I just don't know if they can wait at 15 and get him. But if they can, to me, it'd be a home run for them.
All right, we're talking with Charles Davis, NFL Network. He'll be on the coverage tomorrow night, baby. That's right. You can see the NFL Network's coverage of the 2021 NFL Draft from Cleveland starting tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. So here's a question for you. I want you to just give me your opinion on these players. Forget about these other evaluators and all. I want Charles Davis's opinion on these players. So let's start with the quarterbacks. Give me the ones that you really like and the ones that, you know, you worry about. Because we know the math when it comes to quarterbacks in the first round.
Yeah. Look, I'll go quick hitter for you. Trey Lance is the most intriguing guy for me. I kind of mock him to – not mock him. I comp him to Josh Allen, where I think that upside is better. You know, and you saw what Josh Allen did in 3 years. Justin Fields seems to be so much criticism levied on this guy, but, boy, is he a big-time talent. Body, arm, movement skills, the whole deal. Whoever harnesses it, and if he comes to work, look out, okay? Matt Jones is a very good quarterback, but he would be number five on my board out of the five quarterbacks. Not that he's unathletic, but he's not nearly what the other guys are, but he is ultra accurate. I know I can hear people now, well, those kids are wide open. Yeah, but he never missed them. He didn't miss the ball all over the yard. He put it right on him.
Sneaky, he can move sneaky.
Big time mind.
Yeah, he's got sneaky movement. Yeah.
He moves fine. He moves fine. Look, Matt Ryan had to increase that. And when he did that in Atlanta under Kyle Shanahan, he won an MVP the next year. So to me, all that can happen. I mean, look, Lawrence, that's an easy one. People have to go back and follow the full career of Zach Wilson. He took over as a freshman from a senior quarterback who was popular. He was dinged up the next couple of years. Last year he played healthy. Boy, was it. It was productive. Big-time arm, excellent deep thrower, movement skills. A lot of like Burrow, second, third reaction type plays that turn into big plays downfield.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I want to cone in on I want the receivers and then on defense because that could be where the Eagles are. So when we look at the receivers, obviously Chase, you like him the best. How would you look at Devontae Smith? We know about him being slight, and we saw him dominate the championship game. But as far as longevity, and then, you know, when you look at Waddle, who's a true talent, could you pair Waddle with Rager? Well, you might be too small if you're the Eagles going wide out.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that. Absolutely know where you're going with that. But I wouldn't worry about it as much for this reason. I think that I can do so many things with both of them. And Waddle does have that extra gear. I'm counting on the ankle being fine, and I think it's checked out just fine. Everything's going to be okay. You watch him accelerate. Remember, Henry Ruggs came out last year. And he was the first receiver taken by Las Vegas.
I love Waddle. I mean, he was the best player until he gets hurt. He was better than Devontae Smith early.
I think he's better than Ruggs when Ruggs came out last year. I think you can do more things with him, and he'll be more creative downfield. Devontae Smith is one of those guys that, what was the old Supreme Court thing about how do you define pornography with Justice Potter Stewart? And he was the greatest thing ever. It was, I know it when I see it. I can't tell you how Devontae Smith is getting open. All I can tell you is that he is open, okay, all the time. Yeah, I can worry about the body a little, but I also think with the finger, he hasn't been in the weight room at all. And I think that's where he lost a little bit of weight. He'll play in the 170s.
Yeah.
You know, to start off his career. He'll be fine there.
He glides. He glides like Stephon Diggs glides.
He
like
does.
They run on marshmallows.
He's so smooth.
Yeah.
So smooth, but there's a toughness factor to him that you cannot discount. Because here's the thing to keep in mind. Waddle was the guy they pushed the ball to first. He gets hurt. Smith eats up all of Waddle's catches and everyone else's, and everyone knows coverages are kicked his way, yet somehow he still catches 117 balls.
Yeah.
He's got to be doing something.
Right? I agree. Listen, I know you're busy. I could talk to you all day long, buddy. Yeah. So listen,
man,
what you got to do.
We'll do that when you come to Philly.
All right, sounds good, man. I just hope I get you there. You know what I'm saying? I hope I can get there.
It would be a blast.
Be safe, brother. All right, be safe, you and your family.
You too.
Thanks, CD.
You do
appreciate
the same,
it, man.
Okay?
Take care, babe.
Okay.
There he is, Charles Davis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward, not back. Oh, he's such a nice man.
He's awesome. Even when I talked to him before, put him he's on the air, he's the kindest man in the world. And loves football and knows football.
Yeah. Interesting, like the whole, you know, we're mocked out. Usually by the end of at this juncture in time, you become mocked out.
Yeah, I saw Les Bowen had a couple back and forths on Twitter the other day. He was saying that mock drafts are worthless. And I'll be honest, I agree with him. Because there's guys that put out 15 mock drafts, and my belief is that they go, well, if you check out mock draft 6.7, you would have known that I had the Eagles taking that player at 12.
Yeah, I think they are what they are. I think they're great for entertainment purposes only. They're like a pool. You remember the pools? Did you have pools growing up?
I swam in a pool.
Football pools.
Yes.
And it would say you get to slip.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.